Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features Human guests, Andy Daly, Katie Detbold, and Vic Michaelis.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is me, Vic. Welcome back. Katie, welcome back. Katie, I always think of you this time of year, Halloween time of year, because I know you love Halloween, and I feel like you like horror movies, right? I'm not making this up. You're a huge fan of horror movies. You write horror movies, in fact, professionally. Famous horror movie writer. I don't want to diminutize by just saying you're a fan when you actually make them. But my question, we'll get to Vic and Brett, you know, amateur horror movie lovers. Give me your top three horror movies all time.
Okay. I would say Halloween, Silence of the Lambs, and Jaws.
Oh, okay. Classics.
Ooh.
I should say, you guys can hear me fine, right?
Yeah.
Because of my, okay. Yeah. And I am a horror fan, but I'm not one of those horror fans that's like, oh, you have to see this movie from 1963 that I'm the only one that has a copy of. Like, my library of knowledge of horror movies is not wide. I just watched the same ones.
Well, you did give us 1973, I think, right
that's
there.
So I really love the classics. So it's like a more of a popcorn horror movie fan. It's not the ones no one's heard of. Like when I say Jaws, that's not a deep cut.
No, it's not. But it also, in a way, was surprising to me. And it is a horror movie. It is a horror movie. I don't know why I don't put it there.
I did the same math in my head. I was like, yeah, it is a horror movie. That blew my mind a little bit.
I you know what? I think I put it in my brain in the monster movie category, which maybe I don't put in the horror movie genre. I don't know why.
Well, I think we forget how scary it was when it came out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I think when I didn't see it in the theaters when it came out, but I imagine if I had, that would have been a really terrifying experience. And because it's summer and it's so bright,
and it's real.
And it's daylight. Yeah.
It's real, so now I'm arguing with myself. It's not a monster because you could envision it. Like, I don't think Godzilla is going to happen to me, but I think I could go to Florida and die by shark.
Right. Probably. It's very likely.
Okay, you guys checking in for the weekend till Monday?
Yes, thank you so much. And I was wondering, did you get my call about upgrading us to the junior suite?
Yes, and we can do that.
Great.
Just a little warning on that. The view you'll have is of the beach, which is normally a good thing. But there's been a lot of shark attacks out on our beach. And so they're removing some bodies. So you might want to just keep your curtains closed today. And I'm sure they'll have those bodies out of there by tomorrow. Unless, I'm sure they'll have it out there. Why would they not? Even if it's a crime scene, I guess they'd have the bodies out of there.
I'm sorry. And our
checkout time is 11 a.m. on Monday.
Yeah, thank you so much. Just hopping back real quick. So our view is of this, as you're describing it, a crime scene?
It's not a crime scene. I don't know why I said that. I mean, it'd only be a crime scene if somehow people were controlling sharks. And there's a movie about that. So that's always in the back of my head. And it seems possible.
I see.
It wouldn't scare me.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Apparently someone is controlling sharks out there. So
is that what the police are saying?
It is an active crime scene now.
Okay.
So just if
I heard, I saw the internet rumors, but now it's true. Okay.
It's active. It's ongoing. So if you can just offer her something to sweeten.
Sure.
Maybe at 11:15 checkout instead of 11.
I'll juice the checkout. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, good news. Okay. I spoke to my manager, and she's willing to let you check out at 11:15 because of all the hassle with the crime scene out there. And I should tell you, it is definitely a crime scene at this point because those sharks are being controlled by radio. That's why we're on the internet. I shouldn't say that. I don't know how they're being controlled, but they are being controlled, so it is an active crime scene.
Absolutely. So I don't know if there's a note in your file anywhere. Me and my husband, well, my soon-to-be husband, we're actually here because we were supposed to get married on the beach. So if that is looking like it's not going to happen, we're probably...
Can get married on the beach.
You said that there
might be any confusion. The sharks aren't coming onto the beach. They had to drag... You can't have a crime scene out in the water because just...
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah. 11:30.
Actually, two things. One, can you ask her if she's willing? Well, first, it is actually sharks dragging people off the beach into the water. That's number one. Number two, we have a big party coming in at 11:30 tomorrow. Can you ask her if she can check out at 11:10 instead of 11:15?
I got to take 5 minutes back.
If you can, that would be great.
Mm, okay. Can I give her extra towels?
One. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Hey, more good news. My manager authorized you guys an extra towel. I'm going to make it a beach towel. Those are our largest towels. Bad news, got to take 5 minutes from that checkout time. So it's going to be 11:10 now, but that's still 10 extra minutes.
Okay, your name's Matt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Matt, we're going to go ahead and we're going to cancel our reservation. So if you want to process a refund for us, that would be fantastic.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, we have the deposit down. Mm. You guys are having a beach wedding.
Yes. I mean, our plan was to have a really lovely beach wedding. You're now saying it's
a big beach out there. You don't have to face the crime scene.
Well, I mean, what if we get a little too close to the water? I mean, I understand that the sharks can only get us, as you said, if we're in the water, but I still think it's a little bit too big of a risk.
The beach is technically in the water where the waves hit the beach, because a shark can still get, I don't know how they do it. They're being manipulated. Anyway, they're somehow getting up on the beach and dragging back in the, I guess that's a thing they can do. But not too far up the beach. You don't have to be right there. You don't want to get water on your wedding dress. You should be up on the beach more, right? Okay, two towels. I'm not even going to ask my manager. Two more towels.
Two more towels for our room?
I mean, one more in addition to the one I already gave you, yes.
So we get an extra towel is what you're telling me.
Hi. Yes. How are you? I'm the manager.
Hi. Hello.
How's everyone doing?
Oh, you know, I mean, we're a little upset. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of seeming like our wedding is maybe going to be ruined. And our beach view that we were looking to get upgraded to is actually overlooking what we're learning is now an active crime scene. So that's a little bit upsetting. I'm not going to lie. I'm trying.
2021, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
I'm always saying this year.
2021. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Year. Right.
Listen, if you want to cancel, we obviously cannot give you your deposit back. And we will have to charge an extra $150 per night because we have been offended by this move. That is in the writing when you signed online. That is part of it.
The writing for when you signed online. 2021. That's part of the writing. Is that because it's... Okay, you know what? We're gonna leave our reservation. Can you just, at the very least, can you just get us a room that does not overlook the beach? We're gonna stay in the hotel for the number of nights that we booked, and then we're gonna get out of here. Okay, so can you just get us a room?
That's the one that you had before you asked for the upgrade.
Well, I didn't know about that, Matt. So if you can just go ahead and change our room, that would be fantastic. Okay, because this is already kind of ruined our
weekend. You in the room you were, and not do the upgrade.
Well, can we unupgrade our room then, perhaps? And just get through the weekend. That would be fantastic.
Sorry, this is a real roller coaster.
I'm the one taking us on a roller coaster this weekend. This is my I'm the one that's ruining the weekend for you guys. This is my
A loved one killed by a shark, ma'am. And you know, that's a lot of our guests died in the last 48 hours. So, you know, they've had a few more problems than you're having.
Why are you open? Then why are we open this weekend? Why are we allowing more guests to come in? I guess is my big question.
Well, We can't close the hotel.
Right. And the sheriff and the mayor are having these arguments over the tourism and is it going to ruin the town?
It's like, this is the time where we're going to get the most tourists.
Mm-hmm.
Accept your apology, but we hold on. How does 11:30 sound?
Let's talk some more about that.
Andy Daly, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm late.
Top three horror films, in your opinion, your top three favorite horror films of all time, please.
Not a genre that I am able to enjoy. But I would say Halloween is a special movie.
Two votes.
I also enjoyed the novelization of Halloween. They did a nice job with that.
Interesting.
Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Oh, come on.
Check it out sometime. It's funny when it wants to be funny and scary when it needs to be scary. It's really good. You got to check it out. It's really good. And then can I think of a third scary movie? Horror movie? No.
I did not see Abbott Costello Meets Frankenstein making the top three horror movies.
All right. If pressed to come up with a third, I would say The Mummy. And I don't even know if that qualifies.
The Mummy? God damn. Like, which one?
The one with, what's his name?
Boris Karloff?
No. The more
Brendan Fraser?
Brendan Fraser. Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen that one. Is that a horror movie?
I don't know. But if it is, it's in my top three.
I thought it was like an adventure movie.
Yeah.
It's a little more of an action movie.
Brett, what about you? This is going to be scary stuff, guys. Wearing like this black metal t-shirt. You know this is going to be fucking brutal stuff. No Abbott Costello
over
here.
He's surrounded by gear.
Right. I was trying to think of stuff that hasn't been mentioned. Exorcist, obviously, I think is number one. But Funny Games, the Austrian one.
One is actually brutal. Fucked me up. I told Danielle, you cannot watch this movie.
No, it really leaves you feeling bad. you don't feel good after it.
And it can make you feel paranoid.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, once again, it seems like it could be real. It
seems so real. The Austrian one. I've heard bad things about the American one. But, for me as a kid, this is very, I think, just personal to my life. But Poltergeist 2 scared the shit out of me because the old man in it.
That old man.
Turns out he was actually dying while they were shooting it.
Oh, God. Oh,
so he just looks.
He is that looks, true?
Yeah. He was actually like on the verge of death and they knew that.
And they knew that?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't even know the plot. I can't remember who you're talking about. Who's the old guy in the plot?
Oh, he has like this like top hat. He looks like this like old, like it's, he, what is it? I don't know his name, but he would, if you saw his face, you'd be like, oh yeah, that guy. Like even if you don't remember the movie well.
I don't even remember exactly his thing, but he comes by and warns the kid and scares them and seems to know about the supernatural.
Oh, it sounds like the character I just did.
Yeah.
It's this
and I remember
guy.
The kid. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Terrifying.
Now I feel bad. Like, or do you feel good? I guess he knew he was dying if they knew. And he was like, I get to do this last thing before I die.
I remember there was a scene where the teenage boy, his braces start flipping out and all the wires like come out of it and wrap him up in the bathroom, almost like build a cocoon from his braces. And I just remember as a young kid knowing I'm gonna get braces someday, like that scared the shit out of me.
I just hope that actor, like, they didn't call him like 3 hours before they needed him, you know what I mean? Like I hope that they They were respectful. The AD department was respectful of his time. He didn't have to spend half the day in the trailer.
Let's do that.
Hello.
Mr. Brandon, are you awake?
I'm awake. I'm not wasting any time sleeping on this couch. They tell me I've got 6 weeks, for Christ's sakes.
Yep, you tell me that every time I knock on the door.
No, last week I told you it was 7, and now it's 6.
You update me. But we need to get, we need to do a touch-up on hair and makeup. Needs to do a touch-up.
A touch-up? Why? That's more time I don't have. I was just in there. I was in the chair a half an hour.
They need to work on they need it to look like the winds hit your hair, and it look messy for the scenes. So they need to work on it.
Christ's sake, if you think people are going to sit there saying his hair's not messy enough, you're in bigger trouble than you think. Can we shoot? When are we shooting? Can we shoot?
Okay, we got to get you in a golf cart because the hair and makeup is up under the waterfall right now. And that's the only place they can do it.
Under the waterfall?
Because they got to be in the cliff for the scene where you get pushed off.
If we're going to the set, I'm happy. Let's get to put me in anything that's going to the set. I want to shoot. Been here all morning. Ridiculous.
Can we get a car for Mr. Brandon?
Absolutely. Coming through. Good morning, Mr. Brandon. How you doing?
This whole morning, my wife would love to spend some time with me, okay? And I've been sitting here. I got here 7 o'clock, right at crew call, and I've been cooling my heels. I've had 2 breakfasts.
Absolutely.
And the TV in my trailer doesn't work at all.
You still working on that bacon? That plate of bacon?
I'm keeping it because I don't know how long. Nobody tells me how long it is till lunch. Half the time we're calling Grace, and it's an extra hour till lunch. This is a mess.
Okay, you left a plate of bacon in here last night, and the ants got in. So, if you want to take that bacon home, or let me know.
I mean, are you sure you want to pick a fight with me about ants and bacon? At 6 weeks. I got 6 weeks left. No time to argue about bacon.
All right, let's get Mr. Brandon up. Let's get him in the cart up to under the waterfall for the cliff scene that we probably will do before lunch. But if we don't do it before lunch, we'll bring him back down here to the trailer.
Let me sit on the back of the cart. I like to sit on the back. Would you please?
No problem.
Thank you very much. I like to sit on the back. I never say anything. I take whatever seat's available, but 6 weeks left, I like to sit on the back.
Oh, Crafty needs some ice up there, too, under the waterfall. Can we put some ice in here with you, Mr. Brandon, on your lap?
No. What, are you kidding me? There's no other place to put that. Can it go anyplace else? 6 weeks! Ice on my lap!
All right, and we are moving. Thank you so much, Mr. Brandon. Tracy, hair and makeup, are you ready for Mr. Brandon?
Yeah, Ellen Burstyn is in here right now, and when we finish with her, then we will be ready. So we're ready, great. But we'll let you know when we're ready.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Wait a minute. Are they're where we're going. We're going to where they are?
That is correct.
Okay. And maybe, I never ask for this, but maybe they can bounce Burstyn for a few minutes to take care of my touch-ups. I never do that.
Bounce Burstyn?
Cart, this is Matt back at trailer. Gina Rowland, she wants to come to hair and makeup early.
Absolutely. We will come back down and grab her right now. Mr. Brandon?
What?
We're going to take the scenic tour of the lot. You're very, very lucky.
I've been working on this lot since 1955. I've seen every damn corner of this lot. You don't have to drive me around.
Okay. We are going back to trailer. So if there's anything that you need to grab, this is your lucky day because we can go grab that for you.
I just came from the trailer. Unbelievable. Who are we picking
up? Carl, you got to turn around again. Meryl wants to come back from set to the trailers, and I think you're closer to the set now. Meryl needs to go back to the trailers.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Matt. Okay, so good news, Mr. Brandon, we are actually going to be going to set right now.
Oh, my God. Hey, can you take these turns a little more gently? I'm sitting back in the back of the golf cart with a bucket of ice on my lap.
I wish I could, but actually, this is my first time driving anything. It's pretty exciting. I told them I didn't have a license, and they said, don't worry about it. It's a golf cart. And they said, okay, yeah, I'll try. And so this is sort of my first, experience doing this. So thank you for the feedback. I'm going to say thank you. I actually want to be a director one day. So I was hoping that maybe I could like chat with you about your process maybe a little bit as an
actor.
It's
a hard bump. He goes flying out of the cart.
Okay.
We cut to 15 minutes later. He's in hair and makeup.
Unbelievable.
I'm so sorry about the wait. Ellen Burstyn just got upset and got a little heated in here, as you can see.
Let me ask you something. How much longer does Ellen Burstyn have to live? Do you have any idea?
Well, it's so funny you say that because she did say. She did. She had a good 8 years, I think.
Okay. I got 6 weeks. If I'm lucky, who knows how much time that golf cart accident took off the total.
Has anyone put lashes on you before?
Listen, we got a rule on this thing. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, in the 50s, they did all kinds of things. Look, do whatever you want. We got a rule. I don't want any extra anything. Can we please?
Of course.
I'm Jeannie from Props. I got to put the squibs on you while you're in hair and makeup, if you don't mind.
The squibs? What the hell? What is this scene, by the way? Is this? I don't
you
know
get
this.
Shot scene. By a machine gun at the top of the cliff, and then you fall off the cliff into the rapids.
It's shot from a distance. It's pretty far away. It's
the close-ups tomorrow.
Yeah.
This sounds terrible.
Listen, I don't have my camera on me for continuity. I'm going to do a mold of your face. just a quick mold. Guys, can we get a quick mold going?
What do you mean?
Quick mold.
What are you, you're going to mix up cement and put my face in it?
Yeah.
We cut to an hour later. He has a mold over his face and straws up in his nose so he can breathe.
Sir, I'm so sorry. Ellen needs to come back in. She wants a touch-up. So we're going to put you on the golf cart like this, and you're going to get a tour of the lot, and then we're going to call you back in when Ellen's done. Okay?
Good morning, Mr. Brandon. Happy to see you again. This is actually a really good opportunity because I have a screenplay idea. It's about a father and a son.
Let's talk some more about that.
Oh, man, that reminded me of two stories. So, is it Jeff Bridges? Or there's someone else who looks like Jeff Bridges? So he's confused. Jeff Daniels is the names. One of them was a host on SNL and got a face cast. And they did the wrong mix. And... he was stuck in the cast like all the way up to Showtime, and it's a famous like SNL story.
That's so funny.
And the makeup guy for all three seasons of UCB, he was the guy who did it. And the way he tells the story is he got thrown under the bus for what was someone else's mistake. If someone else had filed like where this special kind of mixture is, they had put it in the wrong place. So he had grabbed what is usually in the right place. So, you know what I'm saying? It sounds like a Little Rascals plot. Putting plaster in the washing machine or something. But that's how he told it. That it wasn't his fault, and he did the mixture right. They had given him the wrong ingredients or something like that.
Was he let go for it? Or
yeah.
Wow. He was.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
So where was the hard cement supposed to go that the face plaster ended up?
Yeah, I think it was more like it's a mixture of things versus one thing. I don't know. I didn't truly understand it, but...
It is hard to imagine that person for the rest of his life going, yeah, look, I fucked up. I completely screwed up. It was entirely my fault. And they were right to fire me. And here I am just doing my best all these years later.
That's true. But he didn't have to tell me the story at all. And I wouldn't have known.
I mean, that would be the right thing to do. If he did fuck up, it'd be the right thing to just to tell people that. But it's hard to imagine someone doing that.
Oh, God. But if that is how it went down, I can see how that would drive someone mad for the rest of their life. Like, someone filed it wrong. That would make me crazy.
Yeah, that's a defining moment.
Hey, so we're excited to be interviewing you for this job. You've had, your resume is incredible. I can't believe you worked on all of those newer Planet of the Apes movies. Those were great. They look amazing. You're like at the top.
Thank
of
you.
You're amazing, amazing, amazing. But I just did want to point out,
yeah,
it just seems like you have not, you've been taking some time off, which is great. I'm always in favor of that, but kind of wondering, like, what have you been up to?
Mm-hmm.
For like, how long
right.
have you, haven't worked on any projects in like almost a decade. That sounds great, yeah, to me, by the way. I'd love to do that. But what have you been up to? What's,
you know,
what's,
you take, who have you spoken to?
No, you know what?
Did someone tell you something?
No, I was going to get in touch with some of the folks that you've worked with in the past. I just haven't had the chance to do it. I was going to call.
Yeah, I would go. I feel like if I were you, just to save you time, I would go. You don't need to. The last job,
right,
I don't think there's anything interesting there. But if you go before that, that's a great group. That's a great group. That was the first Planet of the Apes remake.
Yeah.
The first one. Okay. Well, is the picture I did after that, I would just that I didn't even. Yeah, that is. So I did work.
Uh-huh.
And then I didn't. And then I said, I want to work again.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There, you know, this business is, it's a tough business. You know, show business. Oh. It's tough business.
It's brutal.
It's brutal.
We cut to an hour later where he's calling the line producer of that movie. Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, it's Andy. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
I haven't worked in a while, man.
I know. I just wanted to ask you some questions about, we were talking to this makeup artist, Katie.
Sure.
Who worked with you on...
Katie, I don't know, wait a minute.
Yeah. Not sure what the project was.
The Monkey Maker?
The Monkey Maker. She did work. Yeah, she worked on Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. I'll never forget Katie, my friend.
Oh, okay. What's the story?
Well, she...
Oh, wait.
She made people look...
I'm getting another call. Just hang on 1 second. I want to hear all this. Right. I need to hear this. Hang on. Hello?
Listen, sometimes you're not... They don't give you enough time.
Oh, hi. Hey.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. How are you? It's Katie. They don't give you enough time. So when you have 1,000 extras that are supposed to look like monkeys,
yeah.
You know what you're going to do?
Boop.
You're going to save time and you're going to throw some real monkeys in there.
Well, just 1 second. Hang on. Hang on 1 second. I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Hello. Hey.
Matt? Hey, buddy. Yeah. I got to go. But
I just wanted
to tell you real quick.
Yes.
Yeah, the Monkey Maker, Kay the Monkey Maker. I can't remember her last name.
Yeah.
But she was in charge of the extras. She did a bang-up job in that she made them look like monkeys.
Yeah.
She ended up throwing real monkeys in there.
Yeah.
The extras couldn't get their hair off, their fake hair off.
Okay. Do you feel like you gave her enough time?
That's beside the point. These people were mauled.
That's interesting.
And some of these people to this very day still look like monkeys.
Can you give me 1 second? Just 1 second. Please just hold on 1 second. Yes. Hello.
You know, what's interesting, too, is that some of the extras had fake makeup blood on them for the scene. And when people were, they say, mauled.
Yeah.
Because it's Hollywood and it's dramatic, but
are you listening in? Are you listening? Because I'm actually right now. I'm on the other line with Matt, who worked on that project with you.
Dad, do we have time to play catch today?
I was hoping maybe we had some time to play catch today. I brought a ball and a mitt, and I was hoping maybe we could play some catch.
Who's that? Who are you talking to?
Dad, you. I was hoping we could play catch today. I know you're on the phone, but you said maybe if you had some time before 7 o'clock, we could play catch.
We cut to like a couple of weeks later, and Katie does not end up getting the job. She feels that she needs to kind of make peace with her past. So she goes to there's this community right outside of Hollywood, a county over in Santa Clarita, where this group of people who were on that movie have now all lived together because they were all mauled, and some of them still have the makeup that they were never able to remove. And she just goes there. She's going there to make amends. And we see her pulling into the gated community.
Visitors.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Outlander.
Hi, how are you? I'm coming to visit. I have brought this basket of fruit with me.
That's Katie. That's Katie, the monkey maker.
That's the monkey maker.
Papa, who is this?
The monkey maker is here.
This is the woman who made me a monkey.
Papa, why did she do this to you?
Good question. We've been wanting to know that for years.
Yes, tell us, Katie the Monkey Maker. One day of extra work for me and a lifetime of being a mauled monkey.
Okay, they told me they wanted it to look real. Okay, and you have 1,000 extras that you need to make look real. And I thought I could just mix some in there. And you guys were all such great extras. I mean, look at you, even now. Look at the drama and flair in which you speak. You never had your shot acting, and I feel
look
badly
at
about
my
that.
My poor children. I can't let them go to school. How embarrassing it would be to have a monkey drive you to school or to soccer practice. Katie, the monkey maker.
Let me address a couple things I seem to have done wrong. One was I brought real monkeys onto the set that mauled some of you.
Yes, that was terrible.
It seems that I also applied some kind of permanent makeup and glue that turned some of you into monkeys.
Yes.
Am I understanding correctly? Okay, yes.
Yes, and the worst part of it is that here in our own community, we cannot tell which of us are humans who look permanently like monkeys and which of us are monkeys.
Oh, so some of the monkeys I released have joined you in this civilization.
I think so.
We think so. There's infiltrators. My wife, who doesn't speak English, agrees with me.
Wait. Okay. She might be a monkey.
What?
Any of us could be monkeys. That's what I'm telling you. It's horrible.
Listen, I want to propose. I feel like as extras, what you really want to do is act. And I am proposing that we start a community theater here. And I will do makeup. I have a PA that I know that wants to be a director, and she will direct you, and I will help get this production off the ground, and you will shine the way you always meant
to. I have written a play where I flip the script on Curious George. It's called Curious Man in the Yellow Hat.
That's a great start.
In a community of monkeys, this man in the yellow hat is constantly causing problems with his curiosity and then solving the problem that he himself caused and then being hailed as a hero.
We cut to opening night, act 2, scene 3 of this play.
The parade is ruined. The parade is ruined, and it's the fault of that man in the yellow hat.
Kill the man in the yellow hat.
Monkeys, descend on him.
And we see the man in the yellow hat being mauled until his yellow hat is red with blood.
Okay, everyone, I want to apologize. I felt like I didn't get enough time to help you with this production. So I, the that man was accidentally killed during the making of this show. I brought in a wild animal to help with the effects of the blood. But I really want to use this time to think about what you could do differently so this doesn't happen.
If for a penny, if for a pound, I don't want any, I just want out.
Let's talk some more about that.
So I guess we got out all our favorite horror movies. Have we seen
Squid Game?
Exorcist is definitely one of them.
Yeah, I forgot about Exorcist.
The Omen, I was a big fan of all those Omen movies.
I just saw the first one for the first time.
Damien, this is all for you. It's the best moment ever.
It's the best moment, yeah.
It's really
good. And Rosemary's Baby. There is something about all those movies in the 70s. I don't know what it is. It's just they took their time more or something, and the acting is so real. I don't know if that's patronizing to modern horror movies, but they did seem more, I don't know, what made them seem more real back then?
Yeah, a lot of them, like Rosemary's Baby almost seems like a normal, nice movie until the very end in some ways. Like it's calm, and a lot of those movies just took their time, and the actual horror stuff wasn't just constantly cut in.
Well, this could be crazy, but it also feels like, because I feel like they're getting back to it now, but it feels like they were treated and budgeted like actual movies and not like horror movies, where it's like you get a lot of them now where it's like super tight budgets, like the scripts are pretty formulaic, but back then it was like, oh no, we're making actual movies. Yeah. Not that horror movies from the 90s and 2000s aren't actually movies. They're great. And I love them.
I also feel like movies now are trying... They're just trying to hit these certain points, you know, of this successful formula. And so if they see a movie that works, they just want to match that. And so things feel more and more the same. Whereas back then, it just felt more of a creative, like a movie just felt like you're just, what's the best thing to happen next? Not, I'm trying to hit this point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
My big complaint with horror movies nowadays is that I feel like the techniques of building suspense to scare people have been so well honed that my system cannot tolerate it. I tried to watch The Invisible Man like three different times, and just the build up to what I know is going to be like an attack on this person, I can't live through the build up.
Is there a new Invisible Man?
Yeah, from like 2 or 3 years ago or whatever.
Okay, you keep saying these movies are going to be from 1907. The Mummy, The Invisible Man.
Yeah, you know, with
Abbott Costello versus Frankenstein.
You know, Vincent Price is The Invisible Man. You can't watch it. It's too scary.
I wasn't aware of the more recent Invisible Man.
It's harrowing.
You know what really got me good in the past, like the debt with God, maybe this was more than a decade ago now, but Paranormal Activity surprisingly just scared me so much. I remember I was sitting at home and I was going to have a quiet night in, and then some friends were going to the movies. I'm like, this is perfect. Go to an early movie, come back, go to sleep, not too late. And I stayed up all night with the lights on. I could not sleep until sun came up. Like I just sat on my couch watching. It was like, got me. Like, sometimes I'm surprised by what gets me. And that one really got me.
Because you think it's going to happen to you in your home?
That's the things that scare me most are what's inside the house and like what's in here right now. That's what always gets me the most.
I don't know if this was like public knowledge or if this was just something that was like floating around my middle school when this came out, but it was like people like were like, it's like there was no cast attached to it and like there was no director that was listed, and like people were like, they actually just like found this footage. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I don't think there's any way that anybody thought that, other than maybe the people at my very small
Blair Witch was
Christian
like
school.
That. It felt like there was no clear answer out there whether it was real or not until
we cut to a field kind of near sundown as we see people pulling into this kind of vague gravel kind of parking lot and getting out. Everybody has like a piece of paper in their hand. Is this where the, is this the movie set? Are you guys here for the movie? Untitled movie?
I guess. I was just told to come here. There was a note slipped under my door, told me to come out here for a movie, to be in a movie, but I'm confused because I don't see.
It's yeah. Weird. I'm a DP and I got a note under my door too.
Oh.
This morning.
Yeah, and that's
weird. I'm out
weird.
Of work, so I decided to drive up here.
I'm not even an actor. I work at a coffee shop, and somebody left this on their table, and so I figured, why not?
Okay. Is there a director around?
I don't see any cameras. I feel like we got duped.
Oh, the
something.
Cameras! That's in my car, so I got that.
Okay. Okay.
Should I just start filming? You know what? Let's get it out right now.
I guess so. This is weird.
I'll start filming right now.
You know, I'm always auditioning for stuff, and I'm just the kind of guy, like, I let it go. When I audition for it, I just let it go. So it's not surprising to me that I would find out about a job, and it's not familiar to me because I so let it go. But it is
suddenly
weird.
The waitress stabs him in the neck.
Oh, whoops. Fuck. Whoops. Oh, my God. No.
Jesus Christ.
No. What? No. Oh, my God.
Is that a steak knife?
I guess. That's so weird. That's so weird. Fuck.
Are you all right, man?
Are you okay? No. Yikes.
What the fuck is your... I mean, what's happening, man?
I wish I knew. I'm a waitress. I don't even like... Again, this was on my weird... Weird. This is
we cut to a movie theater where it's people are watching this up on the film or up on the screen, and it ends. And the movie's only like 5 minutes long. Is that the movie?
We got a babysitter for this.
That was horrific, but I thought that was the setup.
This is one of those dine while you eat, while you watch the movie. And we just ordered and I mean, the movie's over. I don't understand.
Excuse me. Is this the end of the movie?
Yes, but it's going to take another about 30, 40 minutes for anybody that ordered steaks for those to come out. So if you could just be patient with us, thank you so much.
Oh, okay.
When I read about this, I heard it was scary. I didn't know was so short.
So we're just dining in this large auditorium space with strangers all facing forward now?
What a disaster.
This is insane.
I mean, I just got a note under my door to come and see this movie tonight. Free tickets and 20% off on the meal.
That's what I got under my door. I'm like, how do they even get up my driveway?
That's so weird. I got the same thing.
And we see the waitress from the movie delivering the steak and putting it in front of them. Hey. I came out early.
Where do I know you from? Do I know you?
Me?
You were just in that movie.
I don't know. I'm just a waiter. I don't even ask.
She grabs a steak knife, gets them all in the throat.
Oh, no. No. Weird. Oh, my God. Not again. Wow.
We cut to a house in Oswego, New York. We paid $19.99 on demand for that, and that was only 6.5 minutes long.
Yeah, there was
like the second level, though.
It was interesting, but like, why was there no rental option? We had to buy it.
That was weird.
Really weird.
And we just started watching it. Like, that's awesome.
I know.
Strange.
And the rental option usually comes up on the screen. This time it was slipped under the door.
It's also like, Matt, you haven't been to the house since before the pandemic. It's just, I don't know. It just, you walked in with such ease to start watching this movie.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Anywho. No, I got a note under my door to come over to your house and watch this movie too. And I thought that was weird, but that was fun.
I know. We've been separated for 2 years.
Yeah. Weird.
It's all very strange. Well, I just started defrosting the turkey. So I thought we were going to
Oh, but there's a delivery person here.
Knock, knock.
Oh, did you Postmate something? We have been just Postmating everything. I thought
you made turkey. Why'd you deliver a delivery?
The woman is in the room and just said knock, knock.
Oh, yes. Well, because, you know, when my mom said knock when you come into rooms. Hello. So I have a delivery for you.
Hey, you're in the movie. You're in the movie we just watched.
I'm a delivery person, if that's what you're talking about. I am delivering you a good meal.
Well, I'm glad you kept your day job because that movie was rotten.
Knife to throat. You were in the movie coming this fall.
What is bothering you?
So I'm going to take it off horror for a second and take it to something I know about. No, Brett, not more music opinions. This is my weed opinions. I'm going to double down on the only important thing about buying marijuana is how fresh it is. I think I said that like a year ago. And now I'm going to say it again, Brett. I went to a new dispensary the other day because I've been having such nasty dry weed lately. Just nasty. Tastes like smoking paper. I don't want to do that. So I go to a new dispensary. Some of these dispensaries, they grow their own weed. Like you can even see it in the back. So I figure that they'll have the freshest weed, right? So I go to this place that I see they sell some weed under the label of the dispensary. So I assume that's what they're doing. I go there and I ask them they do that. If they do that, they do not. And I'm like, okay, can you give me the freshest weed? And the bud tender got mad at me asking that, like offended kind of. Like, it's all fresh. And I'm like, well, is it? Okay, well, give me the latest thing you got in. And they gave it to me. It was from January.
What's
that is not
on?
Fresh, non-pot smokers. That is like being at a sushi place and they say this fish is from 2 Thursdays ago. You wouldn't eat it, right? You go, what?
Is the date stamped on the package?
Yes. Yes, it has to be.
It has to be.
These days, you have to have, it has to show that it's been, at least in California, that it's been tested and that for bad chemicals, good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they do that. And they supposedly test it for potency, which I say is bullshit. And they had to put the packaging date, the harvest date and packaging date on it.
Huh. I'm very envious. I really wish I liked smoking. It just makes me crazy and paranoid and awful. And I really feel like I'm missing out.
Well, this is why I want to say that too. There's so much misinformation on weed that people think it's about indica and hybrid and sativa. And Katie, I'm here to tell you, it's about terpenes. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter all those other things. All these strains have these weird specific terpenes in it. And you got to find the terpene that you respond to. Because we didn't used to know about all this bullshit.
It's a T-U-R.
Huh?
Terpene.
T-U-R-P-I-N-E.
I think it's T-E-R-P-E-N-E.
I'll Google it a few different ways.
I just want to say real quick, I know it T-E-R. Sounds like we're doing a commercial, but I assure you we are not. This is not an ad.
This is not an ad for terpenes. But I hate when you go in there and they basically bamboozle you because they don't know. And they're like, hey, you want to get really high? They basically, when they do that, like you're a frat brother walking in there. So you want some really powerful weed? That's bullshit. First off, it can say 31% on it, which is a huge amount. Like low is 17%. High is like anywhere around 30 is a crazy amount. But if it's from January, who gives a fuck? It's like getting an old piece of sushi. It might look good. It's fucking old.
What do you think is going on that they've got?
I want to be educated, Andy. That's why I'm saying it on the show. I'm sure a listener out there is going to tell me, well, October's the harvest, but I want to know, they grow indoor now. So why does it matter what time of year the fucking harvest is? Give me some fresh fucking weed. I'm paying. It's sushi prices too, Brett.
Yeah.
Maybe nobody is interested in marijuana anymore, so it just sits on the shelves.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to get rid of their old inventory. They're annoyed at the question because that would mean
they are.
They're going to be stuck with this inventory.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you want to get rid of old inventory. But most industries, you have to throw it away, right? Because it's not good anymore.
The bakery's got to throw away their old bread.
It's just all food. I mean, it's just, when it loses its... And another thing, you've never walked into a liquor store. Let's just do it right now. When you walk into a liquor store. Ting, ting. Hey, how you doing? Welcome, Venom Liquor.
Hi, we're looking for...
How drunk do you want to get tonight?
Oh,
I'm just going to... You guys looking to get really drunk?
I'm just looking for a nice Pinot, going to a dinner party with some friends.
Oh, I got some pure grain alcohol that'll get you really going if that's what you guys are looking for.
That's we're going to want some, like, maybe something mid-level. It's, you know, our fancy vodka.
Vodka? If you guys are really looking to party, I can get some high-end vodka and you can pour it into some Welch's grape juice, and that'll hit you much better than that wine you're looking for.
Wow, we're just looking for a nice wine to go salmon, honestly. Yeah.
Okay. I don't do the food pairing as much as what level of drunkenness you want to be. So if you could just describe the buzz you're trying to achieve while eating salmon.
Sure.
I would like to feel a little bit more loose in my conversation, but not say something I regret and email about the next day.
Keep going. I like this.
I don't want to have to.
I really want to zone in. I'm almost got it.
Yeah. I want to, like, not dread who I'm sitting next to and instead feel real loosey-goosey and want to know about them.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get so comfortable that the next day I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I feel like I said something weird and I apologize.
Can I ask you, do you want to be interested in their conversation on a sincere level? Do you want to get to that level of drunkenness? Or do you want to be able to pretend to be interested, that level?
The next level, I want to know about them. Ooh, you know what I mean?
Liquor then.
Oh, okay. Wine's that's not interesting. Oh, my God. You know, maybe he's right, Harriet, honestly.
Well, I don't know. It's Kale and Bichon, and it's just one of those things where I don't want us getting there and then them looking at what we brought and being like, oh, well, they don't have this in Paris. And then we have to be like, well, we have been to Paris and we told you about that because we couldn't go this summer because of the pandemic. And then they're going to make a whole big deal about it that we should have gone with them in 2019. And I just, like, I don't want to get into it tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, you can also there's also the bottles you bring for show and then the bottles you bring for drink that you're actually drinking too. So you can have your front-facing message is the wine bottles, but then you can be packing some Southern Comfort in your sock.
I thought you meant combining the two, a fake bottle for a different alcohol inside.
We can do that too. I have wine bottle slips that slip over liquor bottles, if that's what you're looking for.
Oh, that I think is kind of fun.
Excuse me, I don't want to. I don't know if you're in a hurry. I'm in a little bit of a hurry, and I just
drunk
need.
Again?
Oh no! I for me, it's about the terpenes. can you just talk to me about what kinds of different terpenes you have?
I don't have no goddamn terpenes and liquor. That's the enemy.
What are you talking about? I was told if you're looking to get fucked up, it's all about the terpenes.
No, that's some goddamn hippie told you that.
Let's talk some more about that.
So everyone, you have to find your terpene. And if it's not your terpene, it can fuck you up and make you feel paranoid, Katie. That was the grand point I was getting to.
You really think every time I smoke, I end up trying to look for a bathroom that I could sit in and hide in for the next several hours. Like, that's always my go-to, is just try to hide in a room. You really think there's a weed out there with the terpene adjusted.
Well, it sounds like you're smoking at parties, and maybe
happen at home too.
You're right in the bathroom at your own home to avoid yourself and your boyfriend. Yes. Yeah.
Moose sounds hopeful.
I think if you aren't interested for real, you could. They have them labeled, so you'd start by just getting a classic, like a Blue Dream Sativa, and you just see how it affects you.
Okay.
And if it's bad, then you're like, let me find out what that terpene is, and now get another classic that doesn't have that terpene.
Okay.
And try another one. Now I'm going to try Northern Lights, and it doesn't have that terpene. I'll see how this. There's like
how many terpenes are there?
There's a lot, but I think there's like 8 main ones.
I see. Because I find that when I stopped smoking as well, because for me, it was kind of a roll of the dice where like, you know, every 4 or 5 times it'd be fine. And then randomly once thrown in there and it's like somewhat regular, I experienced my own death in my feet. And that's the only way I know how to describe it. But it happens very regularly, but it's a roll of the dice. It's like once every 4 or 5 times, and I don't know when it's going to happen. And it'll be like the same strain of something. Can terpenes help
that? It. Well, you're getting a terpene that affects people differently. So like a limonene is a very common one. And to some, it makes you feel jazzing up. But to other people, it might make you feel paranoid. So it doesn't hit. And that's why when the bud tender goes, well, what are you looking for? They don't know. They have no fucking idea how it's going to affect you. So they really can't give you advice. All they can do is say if it's fresh and what fucking terpenes are in it, folks. I used to say it's up or down. Tell me if it goes up or down. But that doesn't even work because it could work totally different on all 4 of us, all 5 of us here.
And Matt, you're selling a terpene now.
Yes, I am. It's called a terpene indicator. What you do is you put your little weed into the terpene indicator, you shake it up, and then you put it on your head. And if the light turns green, the terpene works for you. Bester's terpene indicator.
I would like to invest everything I have in your terpene indicator.
You guys find out this podcast never comes out. I'm just pitching people 3 or 4 at a time. Terpene wine.
Exclusive opportunity to get in on the ground floor.
My big takeaway from my trip the other day was her getting offended, though. Because she was. She was a little agitated. Like I had said, so let's go to you guys at a restaurant. What's the most... what's the word? What's the most probing you'll be on what you're buying? Do you ever ask how fresh something is or does it have a certain ingredient in it?
I will ask what, if I'm trying to choose between 2 things, I'll ask what they prefer. Mm-hmm. And then if they suggest the thing that costs less money, I will believe them. You know, and that's as far as the conversation. I never say like, what's fresh today or anything. I do feel like a bit of a jerk saying, how old is the fish? How fresh is the fish?
Well,
I would never say how old is a fish in any restaurant except for a sushi restaurant.
But it's like the question is so offensive. Do you know what I mean? It's like such a like, you're basically asking like, are you trying to fuck me over right now? Like, are you going to sell me something bad? You know,
you are.
I will say I do this a lot at restaurants, but only because, and this is maybe not exactly the same thing, but I have a deadly shellfish allergy. And so it is a similar thing where like, I'll really like probe questions about the kitchen and based on how relaxed their answer is, I know if I can eat there or not, which is maybe not the same things. I won't eat somewhere just not to be rude if I feel like I might die. And that's kind of a line that I've drawn in the sand for myself. And I feel good about it.
Okay, folks, can I get your orders? You ready?
Yeah, you want to
look over the menu more? I don't know if I can answer any questions.
I just wanted to ask, sorry if this is crazy, but where is your pasta sourced from? Where's the wheat sourced from?
It's okay, sir. I understand that. Mm-hmm. It's Santa Barbara.
Oh, really? So it's, oh, wow.
So it's very close, and we make sure of that, and it's a great question.
Yeah, but can I ask, sorry, I'm sure everybody has questions. What water are you boiling it in?
That's a good question, too. And that's a lot of people ask why our pasta prices are higher. And it's because all our water comes from snowmelt.
This is exclusively snowmelt boiled Santa Barbara pasta?
Mm-hmm.
I love this place. This is the only place I'm eating from now on. This is great. Wow. Okay.
Thank you, sir. That's right.
And
in the snow, a lot of people ask, is all 2021 snow.
It's 2021. Well, I was going to ask, when was the pasta wheat harvested? Do you know?
Oh, the pasta wheat.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Excuse
here.
Me. Check oh, sorry. You're in the middle of something. No problem. Keep going. Sorry.
I believe June 27th, sir.
June 27th of 2021.
Oh, yes, sir. Of
course. Okay. Yeah, great.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can I help you?
Oh, no. You keep doing what you're doing, and then I don't want to be rude, but I'll interrupt whenever you get a second when you're done with this customer.
No, it's fine. Please. I've monopolized enough of the waiter's time.
Oh, I'm so sorry to do this. Yeah, my sister is choking at the other table, and she's been just sort of choking for a little bit, so I was wondering.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even get into the marinara sauce. Because
okay. whenever you're ready.
I just want to know that the tomatoes, what kind? It just doesn't say. And that's a little unusual that it doesn't list exactly what kind of tomatoes are in your marinara.
Honey, can I jump in here, honey?
Yes.
Andy,
yes.
I'll make this real quick. When did this, what was the pier at the restaurant before it was a building? What was the land like?
What was here?
Yeah.
And that's such a good question. And I would love to hear the answer to that. Also, my sister's just turning a little blue. And I hate to do this, but
I'm so sorry.
If you scan the barcode that's on the table into your phone, it'll give you Heimlich maneuver instructions.
Okay. Thank you.
I told you that when I served your water.
And I missed it. And I apologize. And I'm being rude. And I'm so sorry. Okay. I'll get that here. Thank you.
Your
sorry.
Dessert is coming.
Do you know, was there another building before this building, or was this the first building on this land?
Okay. Can I check with the chef on this?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. We cut back to the kitchen. Okay. We got someone else asking what was built here. Should I tell him it was a gas station?
It was a gas station. This location. Okay, how can we spin this? Maybe it was a rustic building that was commonplace for trade, I think would be a good way maybe to
commonplace
say
for what?
To spin. For trade. For trade of goods and services, a trade building.
Oh, trade. We, I think you said pride.
Mm-hmm. Pride?
I didn't think they're that kind of couple. Okay, I'll go back.
Trade. Okay.
Okay. So about what used to be here, it was a rustic building that was used for trade.
I love that. That's
like
very
a mercantile.
I love that.
Like a trading post. I love that.
Yeah, I think it was a nice rustic trading post.
Like a barter system type
of
thing?
Maybe, yeah. It sounds like that's what it was.
Because I just have a deathly allergy to sort of old remnants of gas. That's
of what?
All. Of gasoline. I just have a deathly allergy to like ground seepage of gasoline.
So. Okay. Well, I know there's no gasoline in any of our food, sir.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Are any of you guys a doctor by any chance? Do you have a doctor at the table?
Honey, you're a doctor.
Well, yes. I am, but I'm not on call tonight.
Not tonight.
I said not tonight. Okay. No problem. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Don't tell them I'm a doctor like that.
I'm sorry. I like to brag.
It's terrible. Because the person at that table is turning black. It's just like black as coal. Like
but choking's not your field.
No, of course not. No. I wouldn't have I never would have gone into choking.
And the waiter goes to the other table where the choking. Okay, I'm sorry to report we are out of apple pie.
I see.
Sorry about that.
Great.
Okay, the choking's still happening, I see. Did you try the Heimlich maneuver?
The choking is sort of stopped at this point, so I was maybe hoping is there a priest here? We could say like a little prayer or something like that, maybe.
A priest?
There's just somebody that would maybe want to say a little prayer, you know, or maybe like somebody.
There's a ship's captain here.
You know, honestly, I'll take that at this point. Maybe we could try that. Yeah.
He goes over the corner where the ship's captain is. I'm sorry, sir, to interrupt your meal. It seems there's a patron died and they need last rites. We don't have a holy man. I know you can imagine people.
Damn it, don't tell them I'm a ship's captain.
He's not a ship captain tonight, okay?
That's right. I'm not on call tonight for captaining ships. Not at all.
Not a ship's captain! Not a ship's captain!
All right. I'm sorry. I was wrong. That's not a ship's captain.
Okay. No worries. We'll just take the check. I'm going to go ahead and drag my sister out
dessert?
To the...
No dessert?
Well, unless there's an apple pie that magically appears somewhere back there. Matt? I think I'm okay.
Hey, Matt, can I talk to you for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, how are you? I see that her sister died. Why don't you give her a little something? I saw you accidentally brought her an appetizer that she didn't order. Yeah. Why don't you say you're going to take that off the bill?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Hey, I talked to her manager. She's going to take the appetizer off the bill. And you guys don't have to leave until 11:15. You can stay at the table, even with your dead person here.
Do you mean sister. That?
Yeah.
Thank you. I was really worried about humanity today after, you know, I asked several people for help when my sister was actively dying and nobody would help.
Yeah.
And then you came over here and I was like, oh, another bad thing. And you changed my mind. Thank you. What was your name?
My name's Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
I work in a lot of places around town. I'll see you.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, we need the table. We need the table. Ellen Burstyn just showed up with no reservation.
And scene, folks. This has been Improv for Humans. I had such a good time today talking to my old friends. My longtime friends. You guys aren't old. Come on. So, Humans, let's go around. Let's get some plugs here. Andy, what would you like to plug? You have your bananas for...
Bananas for Bonanza. And bonus nanas for bonus Nanza and bonus Nanza extravaganza.
That is hard to say. So that was.
No, I don't think
fault.
So. I don't agree. All of my
bonus Nanza.
All of my new contributions to the world of podcasting can be found on CBB World, which is a fabulous new subscription service. No commercials for terpenes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you gotta pay the bills.
I know. But anyway, yeah, you gotta sign up for CBB World, and I've got some.
Sounds like you said CBD World, which is probably right next to CBB World. You guys better be careful there. Katie, what would you like to plug? Where can we find you on social media?
I never have an answer for this. I literally just started looking around the room for something to talk about.
You're very bare walls.
All right.
Save the airtime.
Save the airtime.
You'll yield your time.
Yes.
To the gentlewoman.
Yes.
Yeah, more than fair. Just once again want to plug. There's some really horrible. Anti-trans legislation that's happening truly all over the United States, and it seems to be getting worse and worse. Like in Texas, HB 25 looks like it just passed the Senate, so it's going or passed the House and is going through to be passed, which is banning trans kids in youth sports, which really sucks. So please, you can go follow ACLU. They usually have a lot of info about that. If not, go look at your local trans organizations that are helping on the ground in your state, and that's a great way to get involved.
Well, now I wish I plugged that.
Yeah, that's a great plug, especially
that's a very good plug.
For this week, even though this won't air this week, but for any week. And humans, please, improv for humans for music. We beg of you, me and Brett, get that album. Pre-order it right now. It has some of our favorite recording artists who have been on the show. Go to mattbester.com. I got a link that will show you those artists and where to buy it. It's only $25. That's cool for a green vinyl disc that celebrates the musicians you have loved, recorded by Brett Morris on Improv for Humans for a Good Cause, the National Independent Venue Association. So many of these venues are having a hard time right now. It's like they open up, then they gotta put some kind of new rule on, and they gotta do something else. It's really hard for these venues to stay open right now. National Independent Venue Association, save our stages to keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Brett Morris and Matt Apodaca. Engineered by Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like Estates of Perfection. Use promo code Estates for a 1-month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.